The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a gift card, shall we? Namely, a Wix gift card, which is worth £250. We are playing Over the Garden Fence. Matt Dyson is very much the local village gossip, and an A-list celebrity has moved in next door. Correctly identify who it is to win, and hoping to do just that, is Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Brian, welcome along to the show. Happy Friday to you.
And to you.
Brian is an engineer. He loves a bit of Absolute Radio country and some 90s as well. That's my kind of guy. So, Brian, you're going to have to eavesdrop a little bit here. You're going to have to listen in into what Matt's saying about his brand new celebrity neighbour to try and figure out who it is. Matt, take it away.
Hey, have I told you about who's moved in next door?
No, who is
it? It's a Geordie lad. Apparently some singer. He keeps me up all night strumming away on his Fender guitar.
Fender guitar?
Yeah, don't ask me why I know the yeah. brand. No, that's quite specific. Sound.
Yeah.
It's not just at night though, he's a bad neighbour too. He loves his football. The door's Newcastle United, I think, but he's always kicking balls over the fence. Honestly, some days it's like hypersonic missiles are flying into my garden. It's the sort of thing that really gets you down.
He's still there, Brian. He's also not a great
gardener. There's weeds everywhere, and there's even coming through to my side. That just yesterday I counted like 17 growing under my fence. Ridiculous, yeah. He's getting started on a strange gnome collection too. They're all made to look like his favourite radio presenters. I swear one of them is the spit of you, Dave.
Okay.
he's really getting on my nerves though, to be honest. But we will talk about it. Probably not. I'll have a new neighbour moved in by next week anyway. So
okay, thanks, Matt. Yeah, that's brilliant. Brian, any idea who's living next door to Matt Dyson?
I'm going to say Sam Fender.
I'm going to say you're right. Yeah. And you've got a Wix gift card worth £250.
I said his surname in the first clue, so yeah.
Effortlessly delivered,
though. Almost like that was too much of a giveaway.
Bravo. I particularly like Will We Talk at the end. That was very nice. Brian, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning into the show on Country and 90s. We'll send you the gift card. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Brian. Take care now. And that was all thanks to Wix. Find all the essentials to refresh your garden space, from compost and garden sleepers to fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. You can shop right now, wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's trending?
Well, you'll be pleased to learn it's Talking Pet Friday and Cartman Singing Friday.
Yes.
All in one go this morning.
Whammy, so that's dreams.
They're the main viral subjects that we're talking about. The talking cats involved are quite clearly having a chat. There's two of them chatting, thanks to Roy Coles, Colonel Tractor, who sent me this on Instagram.
Morning, Colonel.
Morning, Colonel. This is clearly, as you'll hear, one cat says, "When you gonna hug me?" And the other says, "I don't know." They're having a little bit of an argument. As you'll hear, the more you hear it, the clearer it becomes.
Let us all be the judge of this.
When you gonna hug me? I don't know. Here it is. When you gonna hug me? He sounds so sad, the first cat. And when you're going to hug me, cat. Oh, when you're going to hug me. And the other one's exasperated. Like, he's always asking for hugs. Like,
I don't know.
Enough. This sounds like a conversation I'd have with my sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
I'm always like, Phil, give me a hug.
Oh my goodness, amazing.
Cats imitating the life of Anna Geary. This is lovely stuff. And then we can go to Fernando Ufre, of course, who is the touring bard and creator of Cartman Singing. Anna, we just to clarify, because I know you weren't quite clear what was going on last time. It's Cartman from South Park.
Thank you.
Which is a popular adult cartoon that's been around for 25 years.
I think it was a bit before my time.
That's what me too. What is this South Park you're talking about?
Dave. Oh no, he's fallen again. He's been caught out in his lie yet again. But no, he does amazing. He just covers songs as if it's Cartman singing. Every single one is amazing. His latest is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. I mean, it's just lovely.
I love it already.
It's just so good. He hasn't even started singing yet.
Baby, begin. I can begin to know it, but then I know I'm going strong. City Guys.
It's so good. I love him so much. Wait, we've got to build up to the chorus.
I'm
though,
in,
yes,
I'm in. I might drop the next song so you can get a score of it.
This is playing about across all of the Absolute Radio networks.
Not Cam.
Here it comes. Sing along with Cartman, everyone, but listen to him.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good times
never. Right, let's call it a night.
So good, so good. So good, it's so good. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. Oh. You'll be singing along with it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we head into the weekend, the final weekend of the Olympics, we're of course so proud of all Team GB have achieved. And we thought we'd give a little nod to that by giving out a gold, silver and bronze medal for doing the morning routine. If it was an Olympic event, would you be in the running to get the gold? Would you get on the podium? Do you multitask? Do you get it all done in under 10 minutes? Can you get yourself looking fresh and the kids fed? How long from duvet back to out the door? 8, 12, 15. Steve says his alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and he's out the door by 4:14.
Wow.
Very good.
That's good. That's a solid impressive start. Yeah, that's impressive.
From cover back to out the door, 5 minutes.
What?
Honestly, from Martin, all I need to do is brush my teeth, get a coffee, I'm on my way. I'm a plasterer, Dave, and that's how we roll.
Right, yeah. I suppose he puts his dirty plastering gear on from the day before, doesn't he? And then
why
just
not?
Gets out
straight
there.
Straight out there. Although you can't tar all plasters with the same unhygienic brush, Martin.
Yeah,
or roller, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that thing.
That's trowel.
Yeah, the trowel, that's
yeah,
it.
Let's go with trowel.
Yeah.
That's right, we're sponsored by Wix. Don't worry about it.
Plaster is trowel.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
When you woke up this morning, did you think of me talking about trowels with me?
No, I bet you did.
Normally I'm talking about shoes. Paul in London, you're not getting it, my friends. I mean, I'm pleased for you. 1 hour.
What?
Paul showers, then he preps lunch, walks the dog.
Oh, it's impressive.
That's a leisurely.
That is
really
so leisurely.
Like
we're so envious.
That's the slowest.
Yeah, you're not even, you're nowhere near the podium. You're in the audience. Yeah. You're not even allowed to participate in this, Paul. Meryl in Glasgow says, I'm able to get from bed to the car in under 2 minutes.
I mean, no
Meryl
way.
Knows this when she's forgotten to set her alarm.
Right, okay.
And then she's got to get out quick
so
or she's going to be late for work.
In.
Yeah. So 8, 12, 15. We're going to give a gold medal, a silver medal and a bronze medal. It is the Morning Routine Olympics. It is live here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are using this time slot of live radio to give you the opportunity to work hard to earn a shout out. It can be for yourself, if you want. It can be for a loved one. It can be for a colleague. Or, as we've seen this trend, it could be for your small, independent business.
Yes, and if you've got a tagline, all the better.
Yeah.
We had some amazing ones yesterday.
Well, we've had people clearly making up their taglines.
Some might
literally
do,
off the top of
their
head.
Which you can do as well. Yeah, feel free to do that.
It doesn't make any difference to us. We love it. So 8-12-15 is the number. That's where you send your shout out. But also, of course, you need to jump through a musical hoop because every single day there is a different game, except Mondays and Fridays, which is when we play My First, My Last, My Everything. So I'm going to play you the first note of a song, the last note of a song. You need to identify the ditty. And I can tell you, it is coming up on Absolute 80s. So it is an 80s banger, but which one is this?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get
one. No?
No.
Oh, really?
Really?
You're looking at me as if I'm stupid.
No, I'm not. Really? Though?
No. Go on.
I mean, it's massive.
It's massive.
80s. It was massive in the 80s.
I can't stop playing this. Are you getting it? Are you sure?
It's not helping. I think it's making it harder.
Well, at.
No, still. You've not got it.
Well, at. No, well, at today.
I'm faint.
Yeah. So, which song, band, or artist is that? 8, 12, 15, plus whatever you want in your shout out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're earning your shout outs by playing our game, My First, My Last, My Everything. It is the very start of a song, the very end, gaffer tape together. But which ditty is it? It's from Absolute 80s. Matt got it straight away. Many of you got it out there. Anna, you're still struggling?
Well, I know now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But only because Matt's told me.
I was singing it in the kitchenette. I was about to get drinks and Anna came in with a massive Weetabix box. And she heard me sing it.
Well, it is quite the earworm. Here we go. Yes, Club Tropicana, Wham. Well done to Lee at ActiSafe for all your automatic and access control door parts
wow,
needs.
Wow, that's niche, isn't
now,
it? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it is, because the other day I was at home, Matt. I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah.
So I've had a cup of tea and I was looking at my automatic access control door and I thought, it's probably going to need some new parts soon.
Yeah, it needs an
MOT. And I thought, what am I going to do about that? And then I called ActiSafe and they really sorted out all my needs. So thanks very much indeed to Lee and the team there. That was
#spam. Yeah,
that was really, really great. Steph, who's trying to get through one more day in work until a well-deserved week off, or you enjoy it, Steph. Alison in Bury teaching drag makeup and looking fabulous.
Oh,
I'm sure you are. Paul and Kev emptying bins in Wiltshire. To the bin man.
To the bin man.
To the bin man.
Blessed be
Fee
they.
Fee and Richard from Stonewall, Richmondshire, repairing and rebuilding dry stone walls across North Yorkshire.
Wow.
Stacking stones to rebuild history.
Lovely stuff.
Love it.
You know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but recently I was in the North Yorkshire area.
Really?
And I saw some unstacked stones.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe we could rebuild history.
Yeah.
Who's going to do
Who
it
are you
for me?
Call?
Well, I called Fee and Richard and they sorted it right out. It was brilliant. We're giving a shout out now to Michelle, who is somebody's wife, and she is currently doing Pilates in the kitchen. Big shout out to Michelle. Aztec Sun Burritos in Hitchin, which is a brand new Mexican food independent business, the best burritos. In Hertfordshire.
Quite a claim.
You know, I was in the Hertfordshire area the other day, and sometimes you really want spicy food. Yeah. Like, I just finished rebuilding this stone wall, so I was starving. And I thought the only thing that's really going to do it for me is some Mexican food.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to an old Mexican restaurant. I want to go to a new one.
Somewhere fresh.
And that's why I went to Aztec Sun Burritos in Hitchin, and I was not disappointed, let me tell you. We've got Scott at Holly. Hollingworth Academy, grafting as usual. Well done, Scott. Gemma on her way to take teeth out in Southampton. Ooh. Chopstick Jackie.
Oh, wow.
Who would like a shout out to her dog Rebel? Dave, could you bark the shout out, please?
What?
Oh, There we go. Big shout
Where
out
you
to
going,
Rebel
Chopstick
there.
Jackie.
And Phil from Leicester, who is popping the question to his girlfriend this weekend.
Whoa.
Adding, hopefully she's not listening. Yeah. Well, good good luck with it all, Phil. And of course, Phil, you know, when your girlfriend, hopefully she says yes, and you're engaged and you're a young couple and you've got your whole life ahead of you, and isn't that just magical? If you ever think of your automatic and access control door parts needs, I recommend ActiSafe,
you know,
on your big day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we head into the final weekend of the Olympics in Paris, I'm asking, if doing the morning routine was an Olympic event, would you be in the running for a medal? And joining us right now on line one is Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Dave and the team.
Hello, hello. So, Lisa, we've heard quicker times already this morning from folk out there, but the reason you could be with a podium finish here, maybe grabbing bronze, possibly even silver, is the amount of stuff you managed to pack into that routine. So, you can do it all within 25 minutes. That's your claim, isn't it?
Of course.
What do you get done in your morning routine in 25 minutes?
I will be up, dressed, hair washed, full face on, grab the snacks, in the car and out the door, on the way to work.
I mean, that is... I'm just...
That is amazing. Very impressive.
What, washing and drying your hair, that's so time-consuming, isn't it?
You're like the Simone Biles of early morning routines. This is incredible. So you wash your hair every day?
Yeah.
So does Old Swiss. Yeah. Look how fluffy it is, though. Isn't it adorable? So you just like to put your fingers through that.
Like once or twice a week, I think.
Yeah. And, I mean, a full face of makeup. I mean, what does that include? How full face are we going?
Well, if it's not full face, then it's just too scary.
Come on. You're doing yourself down. Lisa's doing her morning routine as a public service, is what she's saying. But I don't think that's true, Lisa. I don't think that's true. And what about the snacks? Are they pre-made snacks or are you prepping them in the 25 minutes as well?
Oh, no. No, that's a little too much. So it's a grab. What have I got this morning? It's a Twix, a muesli bar and some Biscoff biscuits.
Well, thanks for taking us through the snacks, Lise, and your morning routine. I think you could be getting a medal. 25 minutes, up, hair washed, dried, full face of makeup, snacks in a bag and into the car. Very impressive.
That's impressive.
Bravo.
Yeah, yeah. What a performance from Lisa.
Well done, Lisa. Take a bow. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So I'm asking you, if doing a morning routine was an Olympic event, would you be in the running for a medal? Martha from Plymouth says, no.
Right.
That's it. So thanks for that, Martha. That's really helpful. No, she says, no, mine is 1 hour. It's like a little decathlon. Martha has a shower, does her makeup, dry hair, dress, wash up from the night before, then hoovers, hangs the washing out, dry up, put the rubbish out, feed the dog, and Martha feeds the dog whilst her toothbrush is in her mouth.
Oh, that's good. You've got to
That's a lot in an hour.
Yeah, you've got to do a lot of that stuff the night before, Martha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you cut yourself some slack.
Yeah, you could cut that down to a good half hour, surely.
Yeah, I mean, the things you have to do there, really, I mean, feed the dog.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Maybe have a shower if you like. But yeah, I mean, you're pretty much good to go there, Martha. Matt, what about you?
Yeah,
because you've got pets and everything going on.
Pretty quick, but I'm a shower the night before kind of guy, so I'm getting.
It's not the same. It does not count.
Up and out in about 10 to 12 minutes generally.
No,
no messing about.
How did I never know this about you?
Bulk of that time is brushing my teeth. I'm not waiting around for toast to cook and stuff like that, or making breakfast. I'm just up and out, mate.
Us early risers, you know, and there's a lot of you out there right now as well, just the reason you don't make toast in the morning is the most bleak situation one can ever find themselves in is just being stood alone in your kitchen at like 4:30 in the morning, just staring at the toaster, waiting for it to pop.
Willing it to pop.
Or the kettle to boil.
Yeah, yeah, it's such wasted time.
It's so bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, it's raining again.
Yeah.
John said it was going to rain.
It's not good.
It's getting darker now as well.
Oh,
did you notice
that
this morning?
Yeah,
what, you mean the content or the...
Yeah, we match the seasons, right, don't we, on this show? Yeah. Because it is becoming quite autumnal, so it's a little bit down.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're heading into the final weekend of the Olympics, so we thought we'd ask you, if your morning routine was an Olympic event, do you think you would be a medalist? Hundreds of you texted in. Amazing. The number was 8-12-15, and it's finally time to get you athletes up on the podium and give out some medals. So our bronze medal goes to somebody who joined us on the show about 20 minutes ago. It is listener Lisa, who, whilst it is 25 minutes, which is way behind the curve, actually what Lisa manages to fit into that 25 minutes is very impressive.
There was a lot going on, wasn't there?
So Lisa, congratulations, you are a bronze medalist. Our silver goes to Jake from Crawley, who does manage to get washed, get dressed and feed the cats, which is the key thing here, the feeding of animals. It's not something I need to do in my morning routine, something I have a lot of respect for. Does all that in 8 minutes.
Lovely.
You can have a silver medal, Jake. But our gold medalist, a person who gets up, they feed the dogs, let them out for a loo break, make not one, not two, not three, but 4 thermal cups of tea to last throughout the day, wash and freshen up, all of this in stealth mode without waking the blissfully sleeping person that is our gold medalist wife. And that person is Paddy from Teesside.
Well done, Paddy. He's a hero.
You are. You guys have a bronze medal, a silver medal, a gold medal, and here's a poster in a cardboard tube. Do you want... You don't know what... I'm handing it to you. You don't seem to be quite taking it right from the organisers. You won the medal, but, you know, you've got this post... do you mind if I give this to my coach just to hold? Because I've got... Is that cool? I don't want to offend you, though. Yeah. I know it's nice that you've made the poster.
Yeah, if it was framed, it would be nice.
Yeah, I could just hang it straight on the wall and I'll give it to my mum or something. But now, I just... Because I've got, like, the medal and I've just got out of the swimming pool, so I'm a bit wet and this is probably paper. So, you know what? You keep the poster. I'll just take the medal.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, I'd like to take you back in time to March, when the band Travis were coming into our old studios to have a chit-chat with Ben Burrell about their forthcoming album. So as they were coming into the building, I started to think about Travis and my deep love for them. And then I realised that I still had something that I had borrowed from Travis guitarist extraordinaire, Andy. Yeah. And I'd never returned it. You see, 20 years ago, Andy and I were on holiday together in the Caribbean. Don't ask.
And, bizarre how that came about, but yeah.
And he lent me a book by Joseph O'Connor named The Star of the Sea. And getting the book back to Andy became quite the adventure.
I'm finally going to return Andy the guitarist book. I've written a little note inside.
Yes.
Dearest Andy, I hope this finds you well. Please accept my apologies on the lateness of the return of your book. It has been over 20 years. Your friend Dave. P.S. I still have very fond memories of our time together in Barbados.
Oh, yes.
So such a touching note there.
It looks like the author wrote that note then, doesn't it? I own the book. I've had it for years. Because it was on Richard and Judy's book club.
What? Oh, cool, man.
Well, that's weird.
When I was like 14 years old or something.
Right,
but
yeah.
I have never gotten around to it. Should I? Is it good?
Oh, well, here's another thing.
Oh, really? Really? I hope Andy's not listening.
No.
Because it has been 20 years since I borrowed this book from him, but I too am yet to get round to reading it.
So, Janet, you're from Moreton Library in Gloucestershire, which is very nice.
This is going to get back to Andy from Travis. Now, I don't want to make a very powerful enemy, and I don't want to owe him any money.
No.
But if he were a library and I was returning Star of the Sea to him, 20 years after I first borrowed it. As a librarian, please reveal the amount of money I will owe.
£1,460.
Whoa!
Oh, no!
Really?
Yeah, 20p a day.
That's like a pound a word.
Yeah. Words I've never even read.
I have said book here. It's Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor, and we'd like to hand it to you to hand it back to Andy, if possible. Oh, he's put a note in it as well, if you want to read the note.
That's very nice of Dave.
And it's hardly...
It's very well kept, isn't it?
Dave didn't read it, did he?
No. He said 20 years, he better have read it.
Yeah.
That spine has not been cracked.
It says on the front, a page turner of a masterpiece.
God, to say it's hurt, Dave. It really has hurt a bit.
So rude.
Yeah, so, I mean, you'd read this book, you'd read The Star of the Sea, and you thought, you'd love this, Dave.
I did think you would enjoy it. I didn't think it'd take you 20 years to read it, Dave.
No. People were kind of a bit about was that you lent me this book when we were holidaying together in Barbados. I remember us sitting in the restaurant and where you took your shoes and socks off before you went in, and then waves in the evening, they would just kind of lap at your feet while you're eating. Do you remember that, Andy?
It was a wonderful week, Dave. It really was.
Now, last week, via my friend and stablemate Ben Burrell, we gave the book to Fran.
Has he
returned the book yet, or are we still clocking
the wrong
up?
Person. He's taken it. He's got it. But he's gone back to America right now. Another 20 years until I see it.
So, the reason I have shared that with you again is last night I received a text message from Andy, from Travis. It's a picture, and it said, in Fran's studio in LA, and guess what I just found? Hope you are good, sir. Kiss. And that is Andy.
He's got the book
holding
back.
Joseph yes. O'Connor's The Star of the Sea.
Has he finished it? Please tell me he's finished it.
If you zoom in, you can see the note that I wrote for him sticking out of the top.
Wow.
So thank you to Fran as
he
well.
He looks a bit annoyed in the picture. He's like, finally, I've got it back. Me. It's been all around the world, the Caribbean, LA, London, everywhere.
Yeah, it's a well-travelled book, that one. So over 20 years late, 7,514 days to be precise. Andy, you're welcome.
Neverland Dave book.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And on Monday, it was a big one. Coldplay versus Snow Patrol. It's a mild-mannered matchup, isn't it?
Yeah. Two heavyweights, though.
Yeah. Two heavyweights of the music world, absolutely. And that's why I'm pitting them against one another. They don't want to be pitted against one another, but I'm doing it here, live on The Breakfast Show, because this is where real music matters. And I want to start with Exhibit A. I'm starting with Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Gary Lightbody's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Incredibly successful band, formed back in 1994. Originally, they were called Shrug.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. And then they were Shrug Patrol. No, not really. But eight studio albums, six Brit Award nominations, one Grammy Award nomination, one Mercury Music Prize nomination. Their eighth album, The Forest is the Path, is coming out on the 13th of September. And, of course, the first single from it is The Beginning. And we've been playing that here
love
on The Breakfast Show.
I love that.
And
yeah.
when we first heard it, we all fell in love with it. I remember at the time when we gave it its first play, we said, this is really good. And one of the reasons it's so good is because of the lyrical content. Let me remind you. I am sorry, unequivocally is in a pop record.
It's amazing.
Now, that's what I mean. They formed in 1994, so like 30 years later, Gary and the gang are still doing this.
It took all those years to get unequivocally into
unequivocally, no one's even thought of putting that in a pop record before. Gary and the gang, they're not resting on their laurels. They're... I am sorry, unequivocally... I mean, yes, guys.
Lightbody's
yes,
not
yes.
messing about.
Thrice, yes. Now, in the blue corner, Coldplay, formed in 1997, originally called Big Fat Noises.
Really?
The fourth most streamed artists in the world, nine studio albums, nine Brit Awards and 30 nominations, seven Grammy Awards and 39 nominations, and three Mercury Prize nominations. So you put the two, Snow Patrol and Coldplay, head-to-head. Coldplay are way out ahead. They both release new material. We give it its first play. Feels like I'm in love again. This is the lyrical content from Chris Martin. La, 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 la. Are you kidding me? La 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 la. I mean, Evie's done better than that, Chris. I mean, this is the Snow Patrol. I am sorry, unequivocally. Only six Brit nominations. Coldplay, they have got nine Brit Awards and 30 nominations. La 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 la. Come on, Chris.
Just put that down. That'll do. Just
I mean, I love you, Chris. I've met Chris many times. Clearly, they're very talented. Yeah. I mean, they're the fourth most streamed artists in the world.
Yeah. Alone.
La la. Just like he's just at home doing the hoovering. Like, la, 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 la. Oh, that'll be a record.
It's like what you do if you don't want to hear bad news and you're trying to cover your ears.
La, 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 la.
I'm
going to
hear it. I'm going to hear it.
Yeah, so there we go. That's Snow Patrol versus Coldplay. And in my mind, Snow Patrol are winning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it. Time to bid you farewell from the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. And in fact, a whole other week's worth, done and dusted. Of course, lives on forever, on demand, in the free Rayo app. And now we have five brand new editions of the Daily Podcast for you to enjoy. The fifth and final one of the week is about to drop. Matt, it needs a name. Morning, Colonel.
Right. That was a weird moment. Yeah.
You can't tar all plasterers with the same unhygienic trowel. That was another weird moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, where are you going, Chopstick Jackie?
That was bizarre. You sort of did an impression of a dog as well, asking Chopstick
it's
Jackie
like an
out-of-body
experience.
Going.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like that, but your knowledge of plasterers' trowels, the smooth trowels they use, was quite impressive. I'm quite happy to go with Chopstick Jackie or the unhygienic trowel.
Let's go with where are you going, Chopstick Jackie. Jackie.
Yeah,
let's do it. Right, Sophie Kay is going to be here in a moment's time. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter the cash register, which today is hoping to give one of you £270,000. We'll be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, enjoy your weekends, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.